If your knees check the weather before you do, time to check out Joint Relief Institute. Fast, FDA-approved pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
Some of you may know that I grew up in a family business run by my dad, a grocery store, but it had a butcher shop. It was known far and wide on the Southwest side, and I know that quality means something, and that's why we drive 2 hours from Northwest Indiana all the way to the Northwest side of the city of Chicago to Joseph's Finest Meats at 7101 West Addison Street. Before you go there, you got to be prepared, so I've got a list for you. Do you have a pen? Italian sausage, hot. Italian sausage, mild. Get pork chops, but order them thick. And of course, get some beef too, like bone-in ribeye steaks. Nothing like it. And if you don't know exactly what to get or how to cook it, ask Ben or Sal and tell them John Cass sent you. And I'd like to tip my hat to Joseph, the patriarch, the owner, the founder who built this store for his family with his two sons, Ben and Sal. In his mid-90s, he had serious heart surgery and he made a triumphant return. He loves his place and I do too. And so does anyone who shops there. It's like family. They care about the details. They care about you. Joseph's Finest Meats, 7101 West Addison Street, Chicago. A family tradition since 1977, and a proud sponsor of John Cass News and the Chicago Way podcast.
So this is a guy who lives high on the hog, and he has this Tammany Hall style attitude to power. And it's the Chicago Way, absolutely.
Look, the Chicago Way is a deep cultural phenomenon.
It's the Chicago Way.
The Chicago Way. That's the focus.
In a tower by the river, there lived a man. There was a man who took a stand. With pen and paper in his hand. Defeating foes in every ward with a pen more mighty than the sword. No escape from his ink lasso. In a tower by the river. Castle.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago Way.
The Chicago Way, another episode of the Chicago Way. I am Jeff Carlin, executive producer at WGN Radio. John Cass, executive editor and your favorite columnist at johncassnews.com, is still recovering. His voice is almost back to good. He's tough to hear him, tough to get him his thoughts out at the moment because he is hampered, but he will be back soon. Hard to have a podcast without a voice, but John's coming back soon. But in his stead is a friend of the show, if you're a friend of the podcast, and friend of John Cass News, if you're a subscriber, which you should be for $50 a year, less than a dollar a week. Mike Hooley Houlihan, how you doing, Mike? Good morning.
Thank you, Jeff. Great to be here.
It's a warm day in February, which bodes well for the Southside Irish Parade in March if the trends continue.
This is the worst winter I have ever lived through. It's just relentless, you know, awful. Yeah.
And you've seen your share, Mike. Those who aren't familiar, Mike, you know, is an artisan, if you will, in Chicago who keeps Irish heritage and Irish culture alive and well.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I'll tell you why that all started when I was, first of all, I'm 77 years old, so I'm an old geezer. I got friends dropping dead left and right. Boz O'Brien just croaked 2 weeks ago.
Condolences.
Thank you. Great guy. But geez, had to be back in 2009, I went to Ireland for the first time with my wife and kids. And we were fortunate enough to find the church where my grandfather was baptized in 1860 something. And the priest there said that, you know, this is the same baptismal font because it's an old church. So
they don't get replaced very often. Not in Ireland.
Yeah. No. I did a film about it called Our Irish Cousins. Mm-hmm. So I had a cameraman with me and I said, well, let me go take a look at this baptismal font. And I put my hands in the water. Now this sounds crazy, but it felt like my ancestors just a jolt right through me. And I had an epiphany. I have them all the time now, thank God. And I dedicated the rest of my career to Irish and Irish American culture. And that was back in 2013. That's when I started Hibernian Media and focusing primarily on Irish and Irish American films, books, movies, radio, everything.
Yeah.
And you know, it's a good niche because I have a lot of fun with it, and people have responded, thank God. Last night we were at Gaelic Park and we screened a film, Emerald City, which was part of our annual Irish American Movie Hooli Film Festival years ago, and the response was just terrific. I got to tell you,
I bet.
Colin Broderick is the filmmaker. This was his first film. He was dynamite. It's about Irish construction workers in New York City in 2015. It's hilarious. It's heartbreaking. Dynamite film. And it's interesting. That was his first film. He just cut a deal, I think with Paramount, for a $15 million film of his book, Once Upon a Time in Hell's Kitchen, which is a neighborhood in New York City where I lived for 12 years. So it's amazing, Irishman coming to the scene. And God bless Colin Broderick, terrific guy.
That's awesome. I love it.
That's part of a thing we're doing every month at Gaelic Park. Next month, we are screening my own film, Her Majesty the Queen. And it's about the St. Patrick's Day Parade Queen contest down at Plumbers Hall every year. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be celebrating Catherine O'Connell's 50th anniversary of being crowned queen. So we invited all the former queens and contestants and just a great way to get a lot of hot chicks at the Gaelic Park.
respectable dames and lasses.
Yes, the grand dames. And that's March 20th at Gaelic Park.
Very so cool.
If you're listening, come on by.
Time had by all.
I know two things to be true. One is that subscribers to John Cass News have access to a good cup of common sense. And to go with that cup of common sense is the perfect cup of coffee. Gribby Coffee. It's never bitter, air-roasted, and customized. It's the best coffee around. GribbyCoffee.com. That's GribbyCoffee.com. If you're near Forest Park or Oak Park, be sure to stop by one of the Gribby Cafes where you can order ahead and earn points on the easy-to-use Gribby Coffee app. Yeah, there's an app. The Gribby Coffee app makes it easy to get your favorite air-roasted coffee faster than ever. Earn points on every purchase toward free drinks and freshly roasted coffee. Customize your order, pay with Google Pay or Apple Pay, and skip a line. Your daily coffee just got a whole lot smoother. Of course, if you can't make it to the cafe, you can always order your favorite air-roasted coffee sent directly to your door. My favorite is the Mount Oku from Cameroon. You pick the beans, you customize the roast and the grind, and they send it right to your door. Want Gribby roast delivered on your schedule? Subscribe to save 15% on your first order and 10% on every refill. Did I mention they offer K-Cups too? Gribby Coffee. GribbyCoffee.com. That's GribbyCoffee.com. Proud sponsor of John Cass News and the Chicago Way podcast. Cheers.
Hooli.
Yes.
I love to, I always try to do this, but I Googled you, just threw you into AI. Have you ever done this to yourself?
Yes, of course. I love it.
Yeah.
I'm into mutual, what do you call it?
Self-flagellation.
Yeah, exactly.
Self-flagellation. Oh, I gotcha. But it comes up, obviously, Ethan Ashland comes up. And that was one of those things. Yes. When I was a kid, I grew up in the 80s and 90s in Chicago. And it was always like, Blue Man Group, Ethan Ashland, or,
Too
Much Light Makes the Baby Go Blind. Those were the ones like you always talked about or like mentioned. Hey, we go and see Underground. Cool.
Yeah.
What was it like, being in the scene? I mean, in Chicago in the 90s, in that culture, because there was so much underground stuff. It wasn't a lot of like today, Broadway in Chicago, it's all organized.
Yeah.
It's in your face everywhere. What was it like then? I mean, how did you get things noticed?
It was easier then. Believe it or not.
Sure.
For me, anyway, yeah. But, you talk about the Chicago Way, and that going East on Ashland was basically my story of my life up to that point. And as I grew up in the 19th Ward, my dad's best friend was Tommy Fitzpatrick. He was our alderman. And the Beverly Theater used to have a thing on Halloween, a spookathon, you know, Casper cartoons and all that stuff. So I went down there, and when you purchase your ticket, they say hold on to it because there's going to be door prizes and you could win a prize. And I run into Mike Fitzpatrick, Tommy Fitz's son. He's just a year older than me. And he says, throw that other ticket away and use this one. And I went, why? What's wrong with this one, Fitz? It ain't the winner. So he had given me a winning ticket, and I won a bike. Okay. And when they called my number, I stepped up and went, oh, this is, I like this. This is the Chicago way, man. So they said they fixed it. So, they fixed it. It's interesting, you know, a couple of years ago, we were doing the film festival at the Gene Siskel Film Center, and Larry Kerwin, who is one of the guys in Black 47, he was in town, and we used to raffle off a bottle of whiskey at every performance. And I said, oh, hi, Larry. You want me to fix it so you win the whiskey raffle? He goes, can you do that? I said, hey, it's Chicago. I can do anything, pal. And he won the bottle of whiskey. He never forgot it. Every time I see him, hey, where's my whiskey? So there's a lot to be said for the Chicago way.
Oh, yes. That's that is blatant, straightforward Chicago way. I love it. Yeah. I love it. So, Mike, I mean, you're a guy who's been around, I run into it at all sorts of places when I do run into you. I'm always surprised, but you're always there working, grinding. I mean, what's that like being... You've got Hiberian Media, and it's an independent media company, and you do a lot.
Hibernian Media.
Sorry, Hibernian.
Hibernia is the Latin word for Ireland. Okay. Yeah.
Schooling me. So Hibernian, right?
Yeah, right. Hibernian Media. Yeah.
So what's it like in that world? I mean, what are you doing?
It ain't easy. Yeah. I'll tell you what. You know, we are dedicated to Irish and Irish American culture. And so you're in the nonprofit world, and I get a little sick of competing against, you know, the one-legged black lesbian dwarfs convention and stuff like that. We're just Irish American. We're white. So we're last on the list to get the money. But there's an awful lot of great Irish benefactors who have helped us going over the years. Actually, we just started a thing called the Irish American Labor Alliance, just last July, with the Carpenters Union, the Plumbers Union, and the Operating Engineers Union, and they have joined our board, and we're going to be focusing on how the Irish built this country, this city as well, and particularly the labor movement. So they've been very helpful. And let me give a shout out to Jimmy Coyne at the Plumbers Union, Kevin McLaughlin with the Carpenters Union, and Jimmy Sweeney at Local 150 Operating Engineers. They've been helping
I mean, they're helping you get the word out and are financially trying to make things happen for, you know, media like this to keep this stuff alive.
They've made some hefty donations. But it's about time they made another one, actually.
and always.
Yeah.
So, Mike, I mean, Irish in Chicago, what's that? You know, what's the culture like? Because I've always thought there's kind of like that northwest side kind of Irish, and then there's like the south side kind of Irish. What's the difference there? What do people say when they, you know, when one versus the other? Because I grew up, like I said, in the suburbs as a kid, and then came through later as an adult, moved back into the city. So I was never really a part of it, and I kind of just bounced around wherever there's free drinks. Come on.
Sure. Good man. Yeah. Well, there's an old saying. Southside Irish think they're the toughest. Westside Irish think they're the smartest. And Northside Irish think they're British. That usually pisses them off. The beauty of our city is that we have two cultural centers, one way south at Gaelic Park, and then the Irish American Heritage Center way north. I think we need more of those, to tell you the truth, but that all costs money. But it's great that we have at least those two. It would be good to have one downtown, some kind of Irish cultural center. But we're working on it, you know.
I'm looking for stories from back in the day. You know, that's always kind of the Chicago way. John always tells me, you know, stories of being a kid working in this shop or going out there and talking to this guy. And what's one of your favorite stories? It doesn't have to be your story. It could be a story someone told you or something.
One of the things I did when I was a 19-year-old young buck, I worked for the sanitary district. I was expelled from Xavier University, and somebody gave me a job working at the sanitary district. Not somebody. I had some clout.
Sure.
Jackie Sullivan was the chief engineer there, and I went to work as a janitor at the sanitary district headquarters on Erie. Oh. And I used to, mop the floors, all that stuff. And most of the people who worked there were from Ireland, because Jack Sullivan's father was from Ireland, and they had a construction business on the side. And so I met a lot of the Irish builders. They're all over the state and county. And I went to work one summer as a bricklayer's laborer. I tell you, I never worked so hard in my life. These guys were from Ireland, but after lunch, they were a lot easier to deal with because they were all hammered. But it'd be a hot day, and I'd be running to make the mortar and all that stuff. And more mud, Mike. And, one guy didn't like the consistency of the cement, the mortar, more mud.
Sure.
And he gets a trowel and he whips a trowel full of cement at me all over my chest. I had my shirt off.
Man.
And I went, there was no respect for the young Yank. But I learned so much from those guys. They were terrific. And that's kind of what the film last night was about, was Irish labor, how they built this country. They built the suburbs here. And they're still going. My friend Black Dave K. Cahill, as they say in Ireland, mm-hmm. built so many great spots all over the Northwest Side, homes, bungalows, stuff like that.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So it was a trial by fire getting to know my Irish roots. And that's probably when I got closest to it. My folks' parents were from Ireland, but my folks themselves were not from Ireland. But I'm the youngest of seven kids, the baby of the family. and now it's just me and my sister, all my brothers. Actually, I did a story about it for you guys, brotherhood. Brotherhood of my brothers, God rest their souls. But it's just me and my sister now. Yeah.
Well, I think that's how it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, speaking of Jackass News writing, you've got the piece out, your picks for the primary.
Yeah.
We don't want nobody who nobody sent.
Exactly.
Yes. So people need to check that out. Julio, you also got to check out your podcast, right? You still doing the podcast?
Yes, Hibernian Radio. We record every Wednesday night.
Sure.
But it's at hibernianradio.org, and it's also streaming every Saturday night from 7 to 8 on Global Irish Radio, GIR.IE. Our friend Sean Ginelli started that. He had the Good Morning Ireland radio show for many years, and he moved home and started this. It's a great idea because it's all the Irish American radio shows from all over the world, and there's some in New York, there's some in Chicago, there's some in Boston, Philadelphia, and they're all on this station. That's where we are. My sons have a show, The Hoolies Hooli. I have twin sons, and that's a funny show, and that's right after mine. But you can go to hibernianradio.org to hear any of that stuff. And we have our show when we first started was dedicated to Irish first responders, cops, sure. firefighters, paramedics, and nurses. And we have over 360 shows in the can at that site. We eventually want to somehow catalog of them all, but if you look, we've had a lot of coppers, especially, and they're the best because they got the greatest stories, the coppers and the firefighters. Actually, last night, Jimmy Joyce, the former fire commissioner, came to our screening. What a great guy he is. And a cop, Tino McCabe, was there, who has been on our show. I've met so many great individuals by first responder ranks and learned a lot about life while I'm at it, to tell you the truth. And that's a great sacrifice they make. God bless them all. Yeah. So I forgot where I was saying, but.
you're talking about the Irish radio and catching being able to catch it in one spot. I mean, that's a great format because in the world where stuff just comes at you in a fire hose, it's nice to be able to find a place if you're looking for one.
Yes. And then let me plug my friend, the Haggerty Show, every Saturday morning. I was on it this Saturday with Denise and Eddie Haggerty. That's Saturday mornings. I don't know the call letters, but it's on at like 9 to 11 every Saturday morning. Great show. And they're listening all over the place, all over the world.
I know, it's wild.
Irish radio is amazing. Yeah. Oh, you know what? This is one thing I wanted to tell you about. I met a guy. He is a, and this is what my next cast story is going to about, Potter Tobin. I've been concerned over the last several years that many of the Irish politicians have veered way left, way too left for me. And there's a guy, Padar Tobin, who was in Sinn Féin. And they kicked him out of Sinn Féin because he didn't agree with their stance on abortion. He started his own party, UNITU, which means unite. And he's fighting for the reunification of Ireland. I'm going to do an interview with him, hopefully, in the next week or so. And that'll be my story. But I was driving my wife to Mass the other day, and my phone went off. Now I'm trying to borrow money, so I get phone calls from a lot of loan shark type guys. And get sick of it. And I went, oh, here's another idiot. And so I answer the phone, yeah. Mike, is that you, Mike? I said, who's this? It's Padre Tobin. I went, oh, my God, the man himself. So he's a pretty special character. It's like particularly it. In a new movement in Ireland. Some people are even calling him the Irish Trump, you know, and they could use that. I mean, they need a conservative voice in Ireland because it's just too much. I think I wrote about it one year for John.
You certainly did, and I remember that.
I'm talking about Leo Varadkar. Yeah, Leo the Limp. Oh, give me a break with that guy.
Uli, what's your favorite cast story? You ever have a column or something you've read of John's that you're quintessential when someone's like, who's John Cass, or if they have to say that? But what comes to mind?
You know, Cass has been so good to me, I had no idea the size of his platform, you know. I've known him since he was working at the Trib for years. He's a Southsider like me. I was working at the State of Illinois building for years, and I used to run into him there. Just a terrific guy. He didn't know me that well. I was at a party somewhere on the North Shore because our film festival was there, and there was a political thing. I think it might have been for him. And I went, and he was there with Betty, and he said, that's my wife. And I made some wisecrack that wasn't appreciated. I thought he was going to punch me in the head. He said, that's my wife. I'm like, oh, easy, baby, easy. But Betty, I love you. God bless him. He's a stand-up guy, and he has taken so much crap from the commies. You know what? It's funny. I was at Goldie Burgers, was right down the street from my house, and a bunch of guys who used to work at the Sun-Times. I worked at the Sun-Times for a long time. And they said, we're having drinks over at Goldie's. You want to go? So I go over. And some guy wouldn't shake my hand because he didn't like, I don't know how anybody knew my politics. I didn't write about politics or anything at the Sun-Times. Nah. And this guy's got a ponytail and he would not shake my hand. I go, what's your, and then I said, you're at the Tribune? What about what they did to Cass at the Tribune? And he goes, I'm one of the people that signed that letter from the Writers Guild. I said, are you a writer? He wasn't a writer. I can't remember the guy's name. I'll expose him. But God bless, you know, and that, for me, John stood up to them and created a whole new world for all of us. So God bless him. I can tell you that. Thank God for the cast column, because there's so much. The only guy I like at the Trib is Rick Kogan. That's my guy. But the rest of these Sun-Times and Tribune, all commie, all the time. And the paper is like, I went to, they did a story, Kogan did a story on Baz O'Brien. Yeah. And I said, all right, I'll go buy a copy of it. $4! $4 for the Tribune. I said, are you kidding? For this commie crap?
That's the Sunday paper. You know, you could subscribe for a whole year for like $1.
I know. I see those things when I go to look at it online. You get the whole year for $1. I said, boy, are they hard up. But I feel bad for all the writers.
Yeah.
But, you know, you keep putting out that crap and people aren't going to take it. We need, they're going to go and read John.
Last thing for you. Best meal in the city. Where am I going? We always love to do, it could be somebody's house. It could be a restaurant, but I'm looking for someplace I could write put in a book later.
Well, you know what? It's funny because I've been running around all week, and I'm thinking, and I said to my son, I said, I'm going to go out and get a huge cheeseburger right after this. Mm-hmm. My friend Mike Sullivan owns Goldie Burgers in Forest Park, the best burger. Never had a bad one is their motto. And I'll be over there, of course, to collect some kind of kickback from him. But go to Goldie Burgers. If you've been there, you know. I mean, the burgers are incredible. Yeah.
All right.
In Forest Park. Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Jeff. God bless you.
All right. Really good to talk to you always. Keep the faith.
Okay, you too. Thanks a million. God bless you all.